Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Celtics will not be keeping the band together, as the expression goes, and it appears to be final. Drew Holiday heading to the Portland Trailblazers, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It in about a half an hour at 7:20. And, of course, as always, we are going to play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 or so this morning. So you can leave one of those now on any topic, and you can leave it on the Odyssey app. It's really simple. So as you're listening to this show on the Odyssey app, you just click on the microphone and talk away, and we will assemble the best ones and play them back for you at 9:20 this morning. But we have a lot of leads left to get to before it gets to 100 degrees today. Curtis, good morning and hello.
Good morning, Greg. I was going to go in a similar lane as Shine, but I'm going to just quickly pivot to something Wiggy has said often, that if the current performance of the Boston Red Sox was any other team, every morning until the day he was gone would be 5 lines saying fire the coach or manager. They are undisciplined. They are completely and totally inept on the base path. They're sloppy. They don't improve things. They don't have things happen and then correct the mistake. Cora is losing it on the field. He's like screaming at umps every couple days. He wants to be like the Coastal Carolina guy and go viral, maybe. I don't know. But the reality is he was helpful in 2018. He was not hired by Breslow. One of the two has to go at some point. And I just watched the Red Sox, and they are a disaster. I know they improved recently, the Devers fiasco, whatever, but just simple things like catching line drives or Duran getting caught in the bases. How many times, first of all, they don't get many hits. So when you're on base, it would be very beneficial if you didn't get cut off trying to make an extra take second when you're down 3 runs.
Yeah.
Like the whole
It was safe, though.
Right. Great. It shouldn't be close. You're down 3. Who cares about 90 feet? Like, I don't know what, to me, Cora's behavior signifies someone who feels like his job is on the line. And that, to me, goes back to the overreaction to going to the graduation, the way he's been on social media. The guy just seems a little on edge.
When it comes to the lack of execution fundamentals-wise, which you're talking about, do you put any of that on Craig Breslow and the over-reliance, or maybe not even reliance, the over-focus on analytics and on drive line and like all of that stuff, and it's coming from the top with Alex Cora that these are the things that we want you to focus on, and you don't have time to worry about the fundamental stuff.
But I would say the people in the analytics department would be the ones most outraged at a risk that doesn't justify the reward.
Right.
So, like, they would say, "Do not, if you hit it, you know, if you get a ball down the line, down 3 runs in the 8th inning, and it's 50-50 or 70-30 to take second, don't allow that 30% to ruin the fact that we now have to get 3 more people on base." Like, that to me is, don't take second in this spot because you're down 3 runs and don't risk it.
And we go ahead, Courtney.
Well, we also emphasize so much about the, whether it's AI or the stats or the analytics, but Craig Breslow is also a former player. Like, this is a guy that I think we maybe put too much emphasis on that. I don't see Craig Breslow just forgetting about all of his years playing in the majors to then only focus on numbers now in a front office. And whether or not that's coming from the top, I do think that there's a little bit more for Craig Breslow, that he has a human element to it, that he doesn't maybe focus as much as we believe he does.
Does he sound, when he's on with us every week, in any way, shape, or form, like a human?
No.
No.
No,
but he's not.
Partner,
He's not good with media.
He sounds like a cyborg.
But that's just a personality thing.
It's a personality
thing. Well, he made it. Did he not play in the majors?
He did.
So he made it to the highest level. Mm-hmm. He's clearly very talented when it comes to being able to play baseball. We're not talking about a Chaim Bloom situation who's just brilliant. We're talking about a guy who knows the sport inside and out. So I do think that sometimes we have to remember that. I forget it sometimes, and I think of him more as Chaim than I do like an Alex Cora.
Well, I also think like, how much is the analytics versus how much does Cora have the ability to manage? I think that there's no way you could tell me that Cora is one of the highest paid managers in the league and doesn't have the ability to say, no, we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that. I think the analytics are 85 pitches. We don't want Crochet going higher than that. I think the analytics are the drive line is what you talk about, Greg.
Yeah.
I think the other part of analytics is also, hey, we don't want Aroldis Chapman to go out for that second inning, even if it's to face one guy. But when it comes to running and it comes to, you know, fielding mistakes, like to me, that's managerial and that's on the manager. When you're botching, when you're getting caught up in a double play and a rundown and then able to throw at the second and get another player because he's trying to sneak in the back door. Like, to me, that's part of the manager and what they're doing when it comes to base
running. Okay, but these guys are also big league ball players. Like, at some point, I mean,
doesn't matter, Greg.
Fielding grounders in Fort Myers, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of late for that when it comes to trying.
Greg, let me tell you, as a former player in football, I'll tell you this. Ty Law will tell you this. Ninkovich will tell you this. There are plenty of guys that are playing professional football who've been in the league for a number of years, and you look and you go, you still don't know how to get in a proper stance, or you still don't understand this. Like that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That is, and there are so many, and listen to the guys that played for Bill Belichick who no longer were like, I thought I knew about football until I was coached by Bill. So there are a lot of guys who don't know some of these things. And I get it. You're a professional. You should know it.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised as many of the guys who don't really know the little things.
Well, Curtis makes a great point. And the record over the last 5 years with Alex Cora at the helm is not good.
It's horrible.
It's awful. And so I don't know that we would accept it as fans with any other team, any other manager. You're right about that, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My lead's about Sophie Cunningham, what I'm calling the enforcer now on the Fever for Caitlin Clark. We talked about the game last Tuesday, that it was very chippy. Sophie Cunningham at the end of the game ended up getting ejected for a flagrant. She also got fined by the league. She has been very outspoken about the WNBA referees and how they're dealing with Caitlin Clark and how the league, the players in the league, have treated Caitlin Clark in game, and says she's not going to stop. Since that game and since that fine, her jersey got sold out of the team store. She gained 300,000 followers on Instagram and over 1 million followers on TikTok. Sophie Cunningham is rising to fame. She is taking what Caitlin Clark has, all the eyeballs that Caitlin Clark has brought to the league, and she's running with it. This is how the players should be dealing with it. They should be capitalizing. They should be
embracing Caitlin Clark.
Yes, but
not
also
angry at Caitlin Clark.
But also, how many years before Caitlin Clark we heard about WNBA players and how they're not making enough money, and I agree with them. The fact that you're a professional athlete and still not able to make ends meet, that's one thing. But now you've got social media on your side. Sophie Cunningham getting 1 million followers on TikTok makes her hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars a year. Like, it is so wild to watch a $400 fine from one game, an ejection in one game, and the rise to fame immediately after. Yeah. It wasn't just building up. This was overnight. Right. Fame for Sophie Cunningham, overnight success.
So she's like the Draymond Green of the WNBA is what you're saying.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
She
but
technically was like the scandal of the WNBA because allegedly she was the one that had hooked up with the...
That was not happening.
No, though. I know, but allegedly. That's why I said allegedly.
But that's Wiggy why we shouldn't even bring it up because what, but that was it wasn't
of,
true.
But that's how Wiggy knows her name.
Right. I would have no idea.
No, you would have known. You would have known about it after that game the other night. We talked about it on Wednesday.
I knew who she was, but I mean, that thing brought me to like figure out, oh, okay, who is this girl?
But the hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, the millions of followers on TikTok were not from that.
No,
that
No. It's from like, if you're in the WNBA, you want to, whatever you want to do, you want to ride Caitlin Clark coattails. You want to defend her. You want to be a great teammate to her because people love that. I understand. I'm just saying there are some people like, I didn't know who Sophie Cunningham was until I saw that whole Phoenix Suns alleged stuff going on.
Now, what do you say to a text like this? 603 text from New Hampshire. She gained followers because she's a smoke show.
Yes.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay.
Yeah, that
but
really
I also
helps.
Think okay, okay. I also think like if you're listening, if you are a follower of Dave Portnoy loves Caitlin Clark. Now that Sophie Cunningham's standing up for Caitlin Clark, you're probably going to jump on that bandwagon as well. So, yeah, does it help that she's a very attractive woman?
Yes,
sure.
Right.
And her IG is easy on the eyes.
But Greg, she didn't become attractive on Tuesday.
Right, right.
She's always been attractive.
Yeah. All right. That lead was mint. We will take a quick break and be back with the rest of the leads next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.